Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Thursday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, Facebook, and X. So you can check out my amazing guests this half hour. We've got climate guru, climate scientist, formerly with NOAA, Tom DiLiberto, and friend of the show, host in her own right, Dr. Kristen Lierley. Thanks again to you both for being here. I hesitate to talk about this, but I'm going to anyways. In 2023, Senator Ron Johnson was in a hearing in the Senate about climate change. One of the witnesses that afternoon was Michael Greenstone, a professor in economics and director of the Becker Friedman Institute and the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. Folks, if you don't know U of C, it's not really considered to be a liberal, progressive hotbed of thinking. And Professor Greenstone was testifying about climate impacts, loss of life. And basically, Ron Johnson said, it's a good thing because fewer Wisconsinites will die. This is the exact quote. In terms of excess deaths, global warming is actually beneficial. Why wouldn't we take some comfort in that? Jacob is working mightily hard to get that sound because we've got some of it. I've used it before on this very program. Kristen, as a doctor, let me just go to you first.
It's hard. Like, what do you even ask? You know, like, that's so ridiculous.
Right. 134 people have died in Texas. 101 are missing. And Ron Johnson's basically like, I don't care.
I don't think he's saying I don't care. I think he is just completely ignoring all the deaths and the devastation and just reframing it in a way that works for him. And that is what we see from Ron Johnson over and over and over again, whether we're talking about COVID or vaccines or maternal health care. He always finds some way to turn the message, to leave the truth behind and make the message something that will empower him and the things that he cares about. It is so wrong.
I'll actually just respectfully disagree with you, Dr. Lierley. I really don't believe that Ron Johnson gives one toot. If you did care about human dignity and the value of a human being, you wouldn't say things like that. You wouldn't say things that like, oh, it's just in Africa and that's really hot. But like for the US and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. By the way, that's a quote. I mean, it's racist, it's classist, it's regionalist, it's stupid, it's not, and it's depriving government, and Tom, I'll turn to you now, it's depriving government of this, of the resources to help government keep the people it serves safe. If there was one thing, Tom, that you would want Wisconsinites to know about the risks and what we need to do to protect our communities, what are those one or two things?
I want folks to know that, like, we are not prepared. And there are a lot of efforts on the ground across the country working to help make sure that communities across the country can deal with flash flooding, can deal with extreme heat, which we know is a number one killer of people when it comes to weather disasters. And that can happen in a lot of places. And it especially can happen in places that don't normally get hot. We had a major heat wave in the Pacific Northwest several years ago. And, you know, 115 is in Phoenix is hot, but they know about it. 115 in Seattle is an entirely different thing. And we've seen this, whether it's extreme temperatures in Canada, extreme temperatures in the Pacific Northwest, and other places, that when it gets really hot in places not used to it, that's when you see increases in deaths, because people just aren't used to that sort of thing. And I wish people would know that, like, there's a lot of work that can be done at the local level, and especially with investment. But the key thing here is continued investment, and that's what's needed. It's a lot of the solutions. It's not like we need new solutions. We have all the solutions. We just need to implement them. And to implement them, it takes money, and it takes investment, and it takes people making a fuss about it. So the good news is we have the solutions. The bad news is we just have to have a lot more of them.
Let's take a listen to Ron Johnson's disdain for the loss of life. This is from 2023.
When you take a look at the mortality risk, again, these are all projections. I don't put any stock in them whatsoever, but by your own projections throughout the United States, because of climate change, we're going to actually have a reduced risk of mortality overall in the United States. In terms of excess deaths, warming globe is actually beneficial. In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess, 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
And the scientist says that's in Wisconsin. The economist says that's not the total impact. Let me ask you this additional question, Tom. In my opinion, big oil has effectively subsidized their product by ignoring the realities of climate change and lying about it for decades. They had the studies that to an astonishing microscopic degree predicted climate impacts. They lied about it. And now local governments are having to make massive investments in infrastructure and trying to respond to these tragedies. Is it fair to say that big oil has subsidized their industries on the back of people like the folks in Texas?
Yeah, and the thing when it comes to climate change is that this is not new science. This is something that we've known about since I was a kid. So why aren't we doing the actions that we need to do? I think the answer is pretty clear.
Folks, big thanks to Tom DiLiberto, Dr. Kristen Lierley for making the introduction and joining me this afternoon. We'll hear from both of them again very soon. When I come back, I talk about fraud, waste, and abuse to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars right here in the state of Wisconsin and what we're going to do about it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.